That's good.
Thank you.
Rečeno je, da to daje jednom zapravo početek.
Who knows?
Ko zna? What is this valuable moment in full consciousness?
Koji je to ovaj vrijedan trenutak u punoj svjesnosti?
Which is so valuable.
Koji je toliko vrijedan?
More valuable than thousands of years wasting in this life.
Nego provedeno hiljade hiljada godina u ovom životu.
I think you will not be able to give the answer.
Ja mislim da vi zapravo nećete moći da date odgovor.
Because it's a very interesting answer given by the Acharyas, and it's when you hear it, it's just very wonderful, but the speculative mind cannot come to it.
Zbog toga što su naša čara zapravo dala odgovor, ali nećemo moći da shvatimo taj odgovor zbog toga što je spekulativni um, jednostavno nećemo moći da shvatimo.
This moment in full consciousness is a moment of full faith in Krishna. If a devotee has this faith in Krishna, then he can start on his journey back home, back to Godhead.
Jer ako bhakta ima tu punu veru, može da počne na putu natrag Krishna.
Yes, faith at the beginning in this journey.
Znači vera na početku u ovoj putovanju.
With faith everything starts.
Zapravo sa verom sve počinje.
Now, when you start with, when you begin to get faith in Krishna consciousness,
počinemo da dobijemo veru u svijestu Krishna.
You engage in the process of Krishna consciousness.
Onda sam zaposlen zapravo u procesu svijesti.
Now, after some time,
ali poslije nekog vremena,
you will have made some achievements.
Dostići ćemo neke određene stvari.
But you will also have made mistakes.
Ali naravno pravit ćemo iste greške.
You may not be fully self-realized.
Možda nismo potpuno se samo spoznati.
But you are walking on this path of faith.
Ali hodamo tim putem vere.
If you do not take care that your faith is strengthened.
Ako se ne pobrinemo da ta naša vera ima osnažena,
you will not be able to bring the journey to its conclusion.
Nećemo moći da budemo u stanju da dovedemo sve to svoje putovanje do zaključka.
Krishna speaks about this very dramatic point in the Bhagavad Gita.
U Bhagavad Gita Krishna govori o ovoj dramatičnoj poziciji.
He says someone who is in the process of Krishna consciousness but lacks faith must go back to the path of birth and death.
On kaže da onaj ko nema dovoljno vera će morati da se vrati u ovaj proces radanja i umira.
Do you understand what I want to tell? In the beginning it's clear there's faith, otherwise we would not start.
Da li razumete što želim da vam kažem? U početku je normalno da ste jasni da imamo vera. Jer nešto ne bi mogli početi sa procesom.
Who's an enthusiastic but no devotee here?
Ko je ovdje jedan novi entuzijastičan bhakta?
You look. No. No? Zorica je snu. So there is faith in the beginning.
Imamo veru na početku.
But in the now the important thing is that there must be faith also in the middle.
Ali ono što je veoma važno je trebamo da imamo veru na sredini.
At the end it's clear there is faith because we see Krishna.
Na kraju je jasno da imamo veru jer onda vidimo Krishna.
But this walking through the desert.
Ali ovo hodanje kroz pustinju.
This middle life.
Taj srednji život.
This is what we are concerned about.
To je ono što mi sad smo zabrinuti.
Here, if we don't think of developing faith in this phase, we will have dark faces.
Imat ćemo mračna lica ako ne se trebamo da imamo veru u toj srednjoj.
It's this middle period.
To je srednja perioda.
Which we must really think about and worry about.
O kojima trebamo zaista da mislimo i da brinemo.
At this time, for instance, most of the devotees here, they have given up everything.
U ovom momentu sve bhakti su uglavnom se ostavili dar.
But they may not have attained Krishna as of yet.
Nismo dostigli još Krishna.
Now faith is most important.
Sada je najvažnija vera.
Therefore, this morning, let us sing the glories of Shraddha Devi.
Zato, hajde da ovog jutra pevamo slave Shraddha Devi.
Yes, Shraddha Devi, huh? Yes, Shraddha, you know, is faith.
Znači, Shraddha to znači vera.
Let us give up everything this morning and sing the glories of Shraddha Devi.
Hajde da ostavimo sve ovog jutra i da pevamo slave Shraddha Devi.
Many, many people in this age live in the world of the senses.
Mnogo ljudi u ovom dobu žive zapravo u svetu čula.
They believe what they see.
Veruju ono što vide.
And what they don't see, they
ne vide, u tom ne veruju.
Therefore, many people do not have faith in Krishna.
Zbog toga mnogo ljudi nema veru u Krishna.
Yes. They have faith in other things.
Imaju veru u druge stvari.
It is described that the soul has to have faith.
Obično je zapravo da duša treba da ima veru.
The nature is to have faith.
Priroda je da ima veru.
Our devotee is making an artistic the nature is to have faith.
Znači priroda je da imamo veru.
I was the, a little while ago, Michael Jackson was in, I believe, Romania or Bulgaria. Michael Jackson is a famous musician, a singer. So, I saw pictures of people who were just worshipping him.
Vidio sam slike gdje su ljudi zaista njega obožavali
zapravo. You know, these modern show stars, they appear on the stage by some little magic thing, and then they are gone from the stage.
Ovo moderno dobro zapravo te zvezde, show zvezde, one dolaze na poziciju, tako ono poslom se pojave na nestanju kao neka magična izgleda, je ono
mistično. Yes. And people were just totally worshipping him. You could see throwing flowers on the stage. Naša Drahi, Nasi Drahi, Michael.
Ljudi su bacili sveće na poziciju, govorio se naš Drahi.
And it is described you have to have faith in something or someone.
Napravo obično je da trebamo da imamo veru u nešto ili nečeg.
To go to sleep in the night.
Čak i da odemo uveče da spavamo.
You have to have faith that in the morning you will wake up again.
Trebamo da imamo veru da ćemo se u sljedećeg jutra probuditi.
And not be dead.
I da nećemo biti mrtvi.
And yesterday I was thinking about it. I was going to bed and thinking, oh, if this night is another of these nightmare nights, then I don't even want to go to bed.
Sjedno sam mislio prije spavanja, ako i ova noć bude ovakva noć mora kao i sve ostalo, ne uopće neću mi dobro krevet.
But then I said, no, Srijana, that's fine, have faith. You're in the temple of Gaudiya, this will be a very wonderful night, this wonderful dreams of the Lord.
No, ne sam si nadam sam, ti si u templu, ti se boli taj, ti će biti predivno na se, predivno s novim, ne se boli taj.
Otherwise, if I wouldn't have had this faith, I would just read through the night and then slept in the morning.
Znači, da nisam imao tu veru, za čitao bi celu noć, ono bi spavao za ujutro.
Yeah. So some faith must be there for every activity.
Znači, da svaka aktivnost treba da bude neka vera.
Now there is faith in the mode of ignorance.
Postoji vera u guni neznanja.
Passion.
Strasti.
Strasti, ha? and goodness. And transcendental phase is also there, which is called nirguna.
Nirguna, koja je zapravo transcendentalna.
In the mode of ignorance, you usually have faith that if you work hard, you will enjoy life.
U mogu neznanja mislimo ako radimo veoma teško, onda ćemo da uživamo u životu.
Or if you satisfy the senses with good food and drink, that's success.
To da uzmo čula sa dobrim jelom i pićem, to je zapravo
yes.
Uspoh u životu.
In the mode of passion, you have faith, oh, if you can have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
U goni strasti mislimo, jo, kad bi mogu da imam jednu devojku ili mladića.
And go with him in the garden of lust every morning.
Yes.
Evening, I think they do it, yes.
Yes, tako večer idem u tu baštu požude.
Yes. Do you think then you are happy?
Tad ću da budem sretan.
You have all the faith in the Nemeška marka.
Naravno imam veoma Nemešku marku.
And in the mode of goodness, you have faith more in a good relationships.
U guni veline imamo više veru u dobre odnose.
Or in a peaceful life on the country, very far away from Beograd.
I miran život na selu, veoma daleko od Beograda.
Yes. Now in the mode of, or let us say, on the level of nirguna, the transcendental level, you have faith in Krishna.
Na nivou nirgune, zapravo imamo, na transcendental nivou imamo veru Krishna.
Your faith is very, very strong.
I ta vera je veoma, veoma jaka.
I want to give you an example of Srila Prabhupada.
Želim vam dam primjer Srila Prabhupada.
He said once to Harishori, Prabhu, this magazine should not be read. Not our magazines, but the family magazines, like Time magazine and so on.
Sri Prabhupada je rekao jednom Harishori, to je bio njegov sluga, da bhakti ne treba da čitaju magazine i ove novine.
Because these Tami magazines make the world appear so real.
Yes, čini zapravo kroz te magazine da svet izgleda tako stvaran.
But it is actually illusion.
Ali zapravo totalna iluzija.
Do you follow the point?
Da li razumete point?
Prabhupada has more faith in the spiritual world than in the world of which can be perceived by the senses.
Prabhupada ima više vere u duhovni svet nego u svet koji može da bude uočen sa čulima.
For when someone would say they went to the moon.
Kad je neko rekao otišao se na mesec.
Yet do you see the pictures?
Da ne vidiš slike?
He said, it's not possible.
Ne, to nije moguće.
In the scriptures, it says that the moon is further away than the sun.
U spisima je rečeno zapravo da mjesec stavlja od sunca.
This is faith beyond, let us say, the material perception.
To je vera iznad ove materijalne percepcije.
It is something totally spiritual.
To je nešto što je u potpunosti duhovno.
And by this totally spiritual thing, you will reach the Lord.
I kroz te duhovne stvari možemo da dostignemo gospodina.
No moment. So, by this transcendental faith in Krishna, you come to a level where it is possible for you to actually realize Krishna.
Sa tom duhovnom verom u Krishnu možemo da dođemo na nivo gdje možemo s vama da realizujemo Krishnu.
Krishna will reveal himself.
I on će nas otkrije.
The example has been given of Prahlad Maharaj.
Primjer koji je dati je od Prahlad Maharaj.
His father was challenging him with a sword and said, where is your God now?
Njegov otac je došao i izazvao ga sa mačem i rekao, gdje je tvoj Bog sad?
I will kill you now.
Sada ću da te ubijem.
With this sword.
Sa ovim mačem.
Where is this your God now?
Gdje je on, gdje je tvoj Bog sad?
So, Prahlad said, please go everywhere.
Prahlad je rekao, hodi svuda.
But is he also in this pillar?
Je li isto u toj, u tom stobu?
Of course, said Prahlad.
Naravno, rekao je Prahlad.
And at that time, the Lord made like this, he was in the pillar. How do you say? Twinkled the eyes.
U tom momentu je gospodin koji je bio u stubu, on je apno vino.
This was because he was on the level of faith.
Zato što je on bio na nivou vere.
Then Krishna will reveal himself.
I tada se Krishna otkrio.
Faith really is the means through which we can make contact with the Lord.
Zapravo ta vera, to je značenje kroz koje možemo da dobijemo kontakt sa gospodinom.
I will give you a material example.
Sad ću vam dati jedan materijalni primjer.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada, do you hear me? Can you hear? I'm speaking and somehow the verse is coming back.
On priča, a sa njegove reči dolaze od Andre.
This little foolish instrument makes a bridge.
Pravi je most.
And I can call Gopala now.
Ne mogu da pozovem sa Gopala.
Even if he is talking with his wife somewhere.
Čak i ko negdje priča sa svom ženom.
Because I can make a bridge to electronic needs.
Zato što mogu da napravim ovaj most između električnih elektroponija.
This is this is what faith does.
Ono što zapravo i vera čini.
It makes a bridge between you and Krishna who is in the spiritual world.
Pravi most između nas i Krishna koji je duhovni svet.
Krishna will be seen by you everywhere.
I tada će Krishna biti viđen od nas posvuda.
Yomam par sati sarvata, it means one can see the Lord everywhere.
To znači da možemo da vidimo gospodina posvuda.
By this faith, Krishna is attracted to you.
Sa tom verom je zapravo Krishna privučen nama.
Now, you might ask yourself the question, how do I actually gain this faith?
Sad možemo da se zapravo, kako ja zapravo mogu da dobijem to? Budemo sa onima koji imaju veru.
I have seen in our Serbian yatra, devotees are not the greatest philosophers.
Ja sam vidio u ovom našoj srpskoj jatri da zapravo bhakte nisu najveći filozofi.
Only a few read the books.
Samo po neki, po malo njih par čita knjige.
Even on the Nityananda tour, I see they don't come to lectures.
Čak i vidim na Nityananda turneji da uopće ne dolaze na lekcije.
They are not interested to hear.
Jer nisu zainteresovani da čuju.
This is very bad.
To je veoma, veoma loše.
Because they take the benefit from them to develop faith in Krishna.
I na taj način sami sebi oduzimaju tu dobrovoljnost da postignu veru u Krishna.
Please let us understand, in this middle stage of our spiritual life, faith is so important.
Molim vas, vadite da shvatimo koliko je važno na tom srednjem putu da imamo veru u Krishna.
And this only comes when we are hearing from devotees.
I to može samo onda da dođe kada slušamo od bhakti.
Otherwise it is not possible for us to develop Krishna consciousness.
Inače zaista neće biti moguće za nas da dostignemo svjesnost Krishna.
Why do we take on a spiritual master?
Zašto uzimamo duhovnog učitelja?
Because we need to hear.
Zato što trebamo da slušamo.
And by hearing from him the transcendental sound vibration, our faith develops.
I slušanjem od njega zapravo ta onda razvija se vera.
When our spiritual master is not there, we can hear tapes from him.
Ako naš duhovni učitelj nije ovdje, onda trebamo da slušamo kasete.
There is a Vishnupad tape ministry available. Sutra Prabhu tape ministry. I think every spiritual master in our movement knowing had these tape ministry. Have you noticed? Why don't they have a photo ministry? Or maybe a ministry of cloth. Or a dust collection. Why the tape ministry of all things? There could be so many collections. So many. I can think maybe of 100 things, but then we would all spend the morning laughing how crazy it is. Why the tape collection? Because the hearing is so important, you have no idea. If you can get only 1 gram of faith, then your day is valuable. But if you do not increase your faith in Krishna, oh, you waste your life.
Ali ako ne povećamo veru Krishna, onda zapravo gubimo vreme.
Let us hear the text again. What is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world?
Evo da čujemo još jedan tekst, je rečeno kako je korist od ovog života koji se uludo provodi bez iskustva stečeno godinama u ovom svijetu.
Better a moment of full consciousness. This refers to a moment where we have faith in Krishna, because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest.
Bolji je trenutak pune svjesnosti, to je taj trenutak vere koji zapravo nam daje moment kada možemo da budemo na putu da dostignemo Krishna.
Now, I was saying, this will be my last point, that the faith in Krishna comes by hearing from our spiritual master.
Ja sam rekao, evo moja zadnja pojenta, da zapravo ta vera u svesti Krišna dolazi slušanje od duhovnog učitelja.
But it also comes from other devotees.
Ali isto tako dolazi od drugih bhakt.
See, we do have to have spiritual exchanges with the Vaishnavas.
Vidite, mi zaista trebamo da imamo jedan duhovni razmenu sa bhaktom.
Speak about Krishna or subject matters which are related to the devotional service.
Pričajte o Krišni ili o duhovnim temama koje su u relaciji ka Krišni.
Yes. This will give birth to Shraddha Devi.
To se dati jedno rođenje za Shraddha Devi.
Especially this type of association is absolutely required in the middle when we are not one day old bhaktas or bhaktis.
Istecam u tom srednjem periodu, u srednjem, kada nismo više jedan dan stari bhakti ili bhakti, onda trebamo da, da je praktikamo to.
Do you know what is a Napoleon chair?
Da li znate šta je stolica od Napoleon?
I have it.
Znači da mu kaže.
When Napoleon was marching to make the revolution, he was very poor. The army was extremely poor.
Kada je Napoleon marširao da napravi revoluciju za
the French Revolution, yes.
Za francusku revoluciju, onda je njegova vojska bila jako siromašna.
So in the winter, the whole army was threatened to die from a cold.
I zimi zapravo je bilo skoro do toga došlo da će njegova cara vojska da umre od hladnoće.
So to save his army, Napoleon developed the Napoleon chair.
Da bi spasio svoju vojsku, onda je on dostigao napravio jednu napoleonsku stolicu.
That is, in the night, when they were not moving, one soldier was sleeping on the lap of the other soldier, or sitting on the lap of the other soldier.
Inače, dok se ne bi kretali, onda bi jedan vojnik spavao na krilu drugog vojnika.
Yes, and then by their combined bodily warmth, they were able to survive the cold.
Sa tom kombinacijom, telesnom kombinacijom, onda bi bili u stanju da prežive tu hladnoću.
Otherwise, they would have been finished.
Inače bi bili finished.
Yes. So, this is what we have to also do.
To je ono isto što i mi trebamo da uradimo.
Maybe I should not sit on the lap of Admabu, this one. A little undershook. But what it means is we should enlighten ourselves in Krishna
consciousness.
And give snara to each other. This is very important. The Napoleon chair, I should not see, you know, it's an analogy. So, what I want to point at is that especially in the middle stage, we need to really see that we have good association.
Ono što zaista želim da kažem je da na tom srednjem putu trebamo stvarno da napravimo tako da imamo dobre asocijacije.
Now sometimes when I look into the Brahmachari ashram, all of a sudden the Brahmacharis stop and I can see they were just talking glupas. That's why they stopped when I
talk. Nekada kada dođem Brahmacari ashram, onda djeno se svi da ustave. I tačno znam da se zaustavili kod toga što su pričali glupasti.
I think you know what I'm speaking about.
Ja mislim da znate o čemu ja pričam.
We must be somehow able to start talking about things which are of a spiritual content.
Zaista trebamo da budemo u mogućnosti da pričamo o onim stvarima koje imaju spiritualni tim.
If we talk about political things,
ako pričamo o političkim stvarima,
we will only create pain for everyone.
Zaista time ćemo da stvorimo samo bol za svakog.
Yes, this is not what Napoleon chair is.
I to nije ono što je zapravo napoleonska stolica.
Napoleonski stolica. Napoleonski stolica.
Ska.
So this is not what the napoleonska stolica is. The real stolica in place. See, Krishna consciousness is something like a little war against the illusory energy. In the beginning you are very strong. And you are really strong when you have this initial enthusiasm. But in the middle, that's where the war is difficult. When you have won, it's also nice.
Yeah.
When you have won,
kada pobedimo,
then it's also nice.
Kada smo to dobili već, onda je naravno veoma fino.
But this is now our time, Prabhus and Mataji's.
Ali Mataji i Prabhu, to je sad naše vreme.
This is our time.
Ovo je naše vreme.
We are in the middle.
Mi smo se
nije. It's a difficult part at time.
Je jako teško vreme.
We will be able to survive it. If we give birth to Shraddha Devi in our lives.
Yes.
I want to end here. Maybe you have any questions.
Do neku, neki prasaram zato što tu, tu se nalazi sve što sam oko ga pravio.
You heard that when we offer the food to Krishna, then that some devotees don't want to accept this because they said that the consciousness of the person who cook is inside of the food.
Ali ovo je isto kao što je slučaj sa bananama za crne vatre, da ne dođe kad se to neće ponuditi da se ne pročisti, mislim, tako muđe.
And he asked, is it not the same like, the, like this example with the banana and the banana peel? Is it not that this is purified when we offer the food?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the sacrificial fire.
Aha. Isn't our impure consciousness purified by the process of offering? That's the question. Is it? Am I right?
We don't want to accept prasada because there is
devotees don't want to eat prasada from everyone. When they come to you and you give them, they say you're not you, but yeah. It is certainly a fact that the consciousness goes into the food.
Yes.
In Germany, I have a cook, and I can see immediately when the by eating what is the state of consciousness. I personally know from experience that this is certainly right, and the offering I can guarantee you, if the cook has a bad consciousness while cooking, he also has a bad consciousness while offering.
I mogu zaista da vam garantujem, kada kuvar ima lošu svesnost ka kuvanju, pri kuvanju onda ima jako lošu svesnost isto ka nuđenju.
And when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Patra Pushpam Phalam Tolyam Yogi Bhakti Aparayashati, that Aham Bhakti Paritam Vashnani Prayatashanam. This verse two times Bhakti is stressed.
To Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, njemu stih je, njemu dva puta spomenuti reč bhakti.
Ordinarily, this repetition is a literary fault in the Sanskrit language.
Zapravo, literalno je to...
This repetition is a literary fault.
Zapravo, literalno gledano, to ponavljanje je greška.
Yes, but sometimes, in verses like this, it is... important because it makes the main point very clear. So bhakti is important.
Znači, bhakti je veoma važan.
In the offering,
onda,
in the cooking,
kuvanje,
in the... We were talking about this. Yes. But we should be very careful in... judging who is bhakti.
Ali trebamo da budemo veoma pažljivi u tome da sudimo ko ima bhakti.
I know one couple in Germany, even when they did not have first initiation, they are disciples of Astarata Prabhu. Oh, their food was just so heavenly.
Ja znam jedan par u Nemačkoj, oni čak i to nisu bili inicirani od Astarata Prabhu, njihova hrana je bila tako...
When Gopala and me, but did we go there and eat?
when we were eating there, we would eat so much, you have no idea. Because we knew this is our chance for one
week.
So, because they have so much meat, they had so much lubav. Yes, Krishna, Krishna. Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Seva,
yeah.
And I always thought if our devotees in the temple would cook like this, no one would go sick any longer. Except the Deogara. Deogara one gets easily sick because it's much pressure. This is the town which is double as heavy as Berlin. And anyone who has been in Berlin knows. The mode of ignorance is so thick in Berlin, you can take a knife. So yes, Miramira, the consciousness is important.
Da, Miramira, svesnost je važna.
But you know, it's takes the master of consciousness to decide who has good consciousness and who not.
Da, neštim da znamo gdje je dobro svesnost.
Bhakti Granta. Ovaj,
pa te sam da pitam da li zapravo Bhakti, znači koje realizuje da se Krišna sve time ne razlikuje od samo Krišna, da li on na madima nivou ili na ultima nivou? Ti
Bhakti Kurila je sad Krišna, znači da je svoj nije svi je madima, a da platforma je ultima.
A devotee who realizes that Krishna is in his holy name,
he's not different from him.
See, there are different stages of Madhyama and Uttama Adhikari. When the Madhyama Adhikari is advanced, then he realizes that Krishna is one different.
Kada Madhyama Adhikari napada, on zapravo realizuje da Krishna nije različit. I heard actually before when we were hearing about 10 offenses, the first one, blasphemy and pure devotee of the Lord, this was another learning about that translated. And now when you say the first offense is to blaspheme those who propagate the glory of the holy name of the Lord. So now
what is it, pure devotee,
yes,
or just anyone?
U ovoj prvoj uvredi, ja sam pre znam da smo učili i da sam čitala da je prva uvreda zapravo da vređamo čiste bhakte gospodina. A sada se često govori, svaki put kada pričamo, kada govorimo uvredi s večerasti, onda kažemo zapravo da je prva uvreda da vređamo one koji su posvetili svoje živote širenju slava svijetu da nam gospodina. Mi interesuje se to sad odnosno na čiste bhakte i na svakom.
Ishvari, I always have a notebook and I have always a motto for this. For every notebook I have a motto. I will read to all of you the motto of my notebook and answer to this. Anyone surrender to the spiritual master, sincerely serving him is a pure devotee.
Čisti bhakta je onaj koji iskreno služi svog duhovnog učitelja i iskreno se predaje njemu.
This is Prabhupada speaking,
huh?
As soon as we distinguish, here is a pure devotee, here is a non-pure devotee.
čim počnemo da pravimo tu razliku, ovo je čisti bhakta, ovo nije?
That needs to be our nonsense.
To znači da smo mi nonsense.
Ljubosti. Why do you only want to be in the spiritual sky as one specific person?
Zašto želite da budete u duhovnom svijetu samo sa jednom specifičnom osobom?
If one person can go,
ako jedna osoba može da ode,
why not everyone?
Zašto ne svako?
All of you will go.
Svi vi ćete da odete.
We will have another ISKCON there.
Imat ćemo drugi ISKCON tamo.
This was a letter written in 1972.
Ovo je bilo pismo napisano 1972.
From a devotee called Tusha Krishna.
Tusha Krishna Das.
So, Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur is also addressing this point.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur isto govori o ovom point.
And he comes to the conclusion that we should not distinguish so much amongst devotees. Even someone who has still bad qualities, we should understand, no, as long as he is sincerely serving Krishna.
Trebamo da shvatimo, ne, toliko dugo koliko on iskreno služi Krishnu.
He will soon become all right.
On će uskoro biti okay.
She from Bhavati Bharataya, Krishna makes his point in the ninth canto. He says, even if my devotee is seen doing something you know, something not so alright, he should be considered a holy person.
U devetom pogledu je rečeno da iako bhakta učini nekom tako što se da neko treba da se smatra svetom.
So Arjuna gets very, he has difficulty accepting.
I Arjuna ima puno poteškoća da to prihvati.
What will people say?
Što će reći ljudi?
And Krishna is described, Krishna's eyes become big.
Ne, obično da su Krishna oči postale velike?
No!
Ne.
You must see, they are your great souls.
Zaista trebaš da vidiš da su to velike duše.
Very soon, by the following the process of Krishna consciousness, these contaminations will go.
I veoma brzo zbog toga što pratite proces svete njihove kontaminacije će dobiti.
Let us be a little kind to the devotees.
Hajde da budemo malo onako ljubazni prema partnerima.
We need kindness.
Mi trebamo ljubaznost.
Let us give our kindness to others also.
Hajde da damo ljubaznost svakom.
Eva would say to you, Ishvari, oh, you are not a pure devotee.
Meni je rekao da nisam čista partner.
How would you feel?
Kako bi se osjećao?
Rejected.
Odbijeno.
Odbačeno.
Let us say like Krishna says, you are on the way of pure devotion.
Kako da kažemo kao što je Krishna rekao, ti si na putu čiste devocije.
In other words, let us have the end in mind. And as was said, as long as you are sincerely surrendered to the spiritual master, sincerely trying to serve him, then you are on the pure platform.
I rečeno je, dok iskreno pokušamo da služimo duhovnom učitelju, mi smo na platformi.
That's how Prabhupada and Krishna see us.
To je kako nas Prabhupada i Krishna vide.
Prabhupada would be with his devotees and he would smile and think he's amongst pure devotees.
Prabhupada bi bio među svojim bhaktama i misli, smijao bi se nas da bi mislio bi kako je među čistim bhaktama.
Yes, because he knows. Long as we are sincerely trying to serve the impurities people.
On znao da sve da pokušavamo iskreno da služimo, da će se nečistoće dobiti.
Our problem is that sometimes we are like, we have cut legs and just goes up. Smoke and...
Naš problem je da smo nikola neki avion koji je samo dan.
So it's any devotee, really, who's doing the service of
spreading.
If we continue to commit offenses against devotees, even those who are just
spreading Krishna consciousness, who Krishna is never satisfied with us.
Krishna neće nikad biti zadovoljan s nama ako nastavimo da pravimo uvrede protiv onih koji zapravo su posvećeni širimo.
Yes.
No.
Yes, this will be the last question. Please ask your question.
If there is some difference between steady intelligence and perfect intelligence.
Steady and perfect.
Sausage.
Intelligence can be also the mode of good ignorance, and you can be really stubborn.
Intelligence može da bude istrebuje neznanje, može da budeš vrlo dobro.
Very steady.
Ovo postaje.
The kamis are so steady in their rejection of Krishna. Duskriti na veko.
Oni su duskriti, ne? To znači oni koji su veoma postojani u odbijanju u
they have intelligence.
Jer imaju inteligenciju.
But they use it to reject Krishna.
Ali je koriste da odbace Krishna.
Perfect intelligence means Bodhi yoga. You're connected with Krishna.
Savršena inteligencija znači Bodhi yoga.
So, my dear devotees, please think in your life now about Shraddha
Devi.
This lecture will be forgotten soon. Most of you will most probably forget it. They have never registered it.
Neki od vas će veoma brzo zaboraviti jer nismo registrovali.
They remember maybe the Napoleon share, but not really what it means. Možda se sjećamo
Napoleonski stolica, ali uopšte ne znamo da to
znači nešto. Ja sam realist.
Ja sam realist.
Yeah. But those who could capture the essence, please think about what you will do to increase your Shraddha.
Ali oni koji su mogli zaista da uhvatite esenciju, moram da razmislite o kvaliteti Shraddhe.
You know, that was the reason why I used my little toy as a demonstration.
To je bio razlog zašto sam koristio malu igračicu kao demonstraciju.
That you might remember.
Tako da možete da se setite.
It is reason. This makes a connection. Hare Krishna Gopal, Hare Bol. Do you see? You can hear.
Čujete, to je ono što zapravo pravi vezu s njim. Da li čujete kad pričam onda?
So Shraddha makes a connection between you and Krishna.
Shraddha pravi vezu između nas i Krishna.
It's much more important than this little toy.
Puno je važnije nego ovo malo.
Think how you will increase it. Think how today you might get a few more grams of Shraddha. My faith in Krishna always becomes increased when I preach.
Kada ja propovedam, moja vera u Krishnu uvek se uvek uvećava.